officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of Andrew Brown occurred on Wednesday, April 21st. Law enforcement involvement with Mr. Brown began in the weeks prior and put the wheels in motion that eventually led to the attempted service of arrest and search warrants on April 21, 2021. In the early months of this year, Detective Johnson with the Dare County Sheriff's Office received information from a reliable, confidential source that Andrew Brown Jr. from Elizabeth City was selling drugs in Dare County. Detective Johnson contacted Pasquotank County and confirmed Mr. Brown's identity and that he is a known drug dealer. Upon learning this information, Detective Johnson, with the aid of the confidential informant, made two undercover buys from Brown on March 17, 2021 and March 29, 2021. Those buys were of cocaine and heroin, respectively. A later SBI lab analysis determined that the heroin was laced with fentanyl.
Was a bad dude. This was not Michael Brown in Ferguson, you know, the gentle giant that was portrayed, and it turned out that that was wrong. It turns out this guy was a bad dude, and they were serving warrants on him. And I'm just going to tell you, more and more we find out that this world is filled with some really bad dudes. And the idea of putting social workers in cop cars without guns is just bizarre. But they're already doing that in Brooklyn Center in Minnesota. That's what they're doing. That's what they're starting to do. They're going to be called public safety officers, not police officers. It's just weird. Stay where you are. Coming up top of the hour, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We are into week 16 of the Nevada Legislature. June 1, they're done. That's it. That's all she wrote. We'll talk about that with Scott Hammond coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Oh, at 3:30 as I check out the traffic cams here, it's kind of the calm before the storm right now. There's no delays on US 95 or the southern or the northern Beltway 215 right now. You seem to be moving along just fine. Ditto with Summerlin Parkway, both directions there around Buffalo. We are getting some reduced speeds, however, as you work your way into the downtown area on the 515 westbound at Charleston. Working your way in that way, you know they're doing some construction through there. Also, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, you'll tap the brakes there after you merge over from Interstate 15 northbound. And some slow flows there on Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights looking to even up their best-of-seven series against the Minnesota Wild at 1-1 tonight. They're down 1-0 after losing the series opener by a 1-0 score. For whatever reason, they just struggle against the Wild, who are 6-1-2 against Vegas this season. After tonight's game in Las Vegas, the series will shift to Minnesota for the next couple games. Officials from the Oakland Athletics have scheduled a visit to the city of Las Vegas. They are going to meet with dignitaries and other governmental officials to figure out whether or not Vegas would be a good fit if they make the decision to move the team out of Oakland. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need to fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it done faster with the performance and security of a device configured by CDW and powered by the Built for Business Intel vPro platform.
Nice.
Are you done yet, Mommy?
More time for story time.
An even better use of your lap. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, we were talking about Andrew Womble, the Elizabeth City DA, and the Andrew Brown Jr. killing. They're already marching in the streets of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And this is not going to go away. The DA says that the officers will not be fired. There may be some disciplinary matters that occur. There may have been some policies that have been violated. But that there's nothing criminal, and they're not going to charge anything. Now the question is, will Ben Crump and others... You know, the plaintiff's attorneys for, folks that get killed by the cops, that somehow there'll be some sort of class action suit, or there'll be something. There will be some litigation. And the city or county involved will end up probably suing. And so we will have more litigation. These cops will end up having more money to spend on defense attorneys. And it really is sad that even though the video was pretty self-explanatory, that there are people, the mob believes there is only one form of justice, and that's cops going to jail, cops losing their jobs. You know, and not all the cops are like Derek Chauvin. To me, that was pretty obvious, and we're not even done with Minnesota and Minneapolis. We're far from done with that. But my problem with all of this is that the mob has only one view of what constitutes justice, and justice for these people is cops going to jail, cops losing their jobs, cops' lives destroyed for the rest of their life. What are any of these people going to do that get discharged from cop shops around the country? What do they do? Where do they go for a job? Their lives are changed inalterably, and to me, it's sad. The problem is the mob has an idea of what justice is, but the only justice is conviction. Not guilty doesn't count for these people. And that to me is really wrong. That, to me, is scary. By the way, coming up top of the hour, Scott Hammond will join us from Nevada District 18. And we'll find out what's going on. It's fast and furious right now. Slam and jam. There's going to be a lot of bills passed in the next few weeks because that's all there is. I am being told, just for the sake of argument, that there will be a special session, and it will probably be in mid-July. That's what I've been hearing, that mid-July, when all this federal money starts coming in to the state will have to spend it, obviously. Give it back to us? Huh? What? No, that's not going to happen. They're going to spend it, and they're going to spend a lot of it. But they're going to have a special session, and it will probably be in mid-July, somewhere like that. Scott Hammond will give us the latest of what's going on in Carson City. A little bit later on, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us. I'm dying to know what she thinks of this this audit going on in Arizona. And by the way, I was talking to J. Christian Adams earlier, and I mentioned that CNN was running a Chiron, they call it a lower third, and it said the so-called audit in Arizona, as if it's not really an audit. Of course it's an audit. Of course it is. I for the life of me, I love it when the left is so frustrated that this is like the one example. A statewide audit. I mean, that to me, it hardly ever happens anywhere. So this is going to be a good barometer. Let's find out how many votes were different. Or is it going to turn out that Arizona was what Arizona was? I mean, that's, you know. But let's find out, once and for all, in a state that mattered in the presidential election, Let's find out how many votes are different at the end of the day. And J. Christian Adams says it's going to be in the hundreds. It's not going to be in the thousands. And he deals with this all the time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, all across the country, school districts are grappling with the critical race theory, the CRT, and parents are starting to push back. And you know what? I'm glad to see that. Chantel Cooper is a mom in Loudoun County, Virginia. And last week she spoke out on CRT, critical race theory. She was on last night with Tucker Carlson. I want you to hear. She's a very, very nice lady, not terribly media savvy, but you'll get the picture here. This was Chantel Cooper last night on Tucker Carlson.
All over the country, beginning early last June, school curricula have changed completely and become explicitly political and openly racist. And most parents have just sat there on their hands and watched it happen and watched their kids hurt by it. But one group of parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, right outside Washington, is fighting back against all of this, against a curriculum that teaches their kids to hate their country and to judge their classmates based on how they look, on their skin color. Several parents had the courage to say this publicly a few days ago at a school board meeting. Watch.
CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
Wow. The first time we saw that video, our instant response was, that woman, her name is Chantel Cooper, deserves an award. She's a mother. She's a member of the group Parents Against Critical Theory. We're very pleased to have her on the show tonight. Chantel Cooper, thank you very much for coming on. What made you
thank
do
you
this?
And
so many parents have not done this. You stood up there and did this on camera. Why?
Well, it contradicts everything that Martin Luther King fought for. It's hatred, Marxist ideology, and it places the child in a loophole of oppression, making them feel as a victim. I can't stand for that.
Amazing. So describe the kinds of things that you're fighting against. So the school is teaching children to judge one another on the basis of of appearance, of skin color. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's our job as parents to raise our children, not the school board. One example I can give you was the school was replacing the morning announcement with news. The second, children reached out to find out how they could help and join a club to see if they could, you know, relate with one another, undivided. And they were denied by the color of their skin for the Equity Ambassador Club.
So certain kids couldn't get into, I don't even know what colors you're talking about, but the fact remains kids could not get into a club because they were the wrong color.
Correct.
Well, how is that different from darker periods, periods we consider evil in American history? That sounds very similar.
Well, plain example, you cannot further brotherhood of a man by encouraging class hatred. Our Constitution is what unites us, not the color of our skin.
Yes.
So America, it's just time for us to stand up for one another. You know, this is the last free country.
Boy, you are right. You are right. Again, soft spoken, but very, very nice. And by the way, I think there are parents like Chantel Cooper all over the country, and probably here in Southern Nevada, that are just fed up. They've had it. They're done. They can't take it anymore. By the way, speaking of, I can't take it anymore. Did you see where Prince Harry, in a podcast, I think on a podcast, claimed that the First Amendment is bonkers? I don't know if there's a... I think that translates from the English to American English. Sean Hannity went after... I mean, went after Prince Harry last night. Did you see that on Fox News? Yeah, it was after we got off the air. And I was just watching on the monitor, and I was like, wow. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut three. This is Sean Hannity going after Prince Harry, claiming that the First Amendment in America is bonkers. Listen to this.
Before we go, I have a message for Harry, who is now attacking one of America's most sacred rights, the freedom of speech under our First Amendment. Harry, we really don't need you coming from England to give us lectures on the First Amendment. And if you can't understand the importance of free expression and the importance of constitutional principles that allow for a free exchange of ideas and ideals and opinions that have made America the greatest country on earth, then maybe it's time for you to move to a place more compatible with your restrictive ideas. And Harry, by the way, welcome to my world. This is what public figures in America go through. I expect it. You need to expect it. I've been canceled. I've been rejected, often by people that never bothered to get to know me. In a way, I kind of feel sorry for you because you seem torn between your new bride and your family back in England. Understand this is the same First Amendment that allowed you and your wife to trash your own family in the Oprah Winfrey interview. You and Meghan were allowed to accuse your family of racism. We don't really need lectures about customs or sacred freedoms. And by the way, you're free to go home. Make amends at the palace with the people that you and your wife hurt deeply. And by the way, you're enjoying the freedoms protected under the First Amendment as you're living in America, in an expensive place.
Isn't that the truth? Stick around. More to do as we continue. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock tonight on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
Looking for a mortgage? Search no more. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital, the lender you'll adore. 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NB License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Trey Gowdy, I think, has a lot of promise. He's the former congressman. He was a thorn in the side of the Obama administration. He is now a Fox News contributor, and he's been doing some of those Fox primetime on the Fox News channel. And can I tell you something? He's not bad. He was bad in the beginning, but he seems to be gaining strength. And we were talking about the Middle East policy. You know, it's incredible to me that Trump had both sides, you know, the Israelis and the Palestinians, and had him at the bargaining table, and the Abraham Accords extended beyond just the Palestinians and the Israelis. I mean, everybody was getting involved in this thing. And then all of a sudden there was a change of administration, and now there are rockets flying through the air every night. What are we on? Day 9 of the hostilities, and there is no ceasefire anywhere. I want you to hear Trey Gowdy. This is last night. Just taking a look at the Biden policies in the Middle East, and says that he thinks that this may be an issue that will flip the House in 2022. Here it is.
Well, I don't know the administration's policy. I mean, the right to defend yourself. I mean, I don't think Israel needs Biden to tell them they have the right to defend themselves. What has changed, Brett, is there are House Democrats that are having a really difficult time telling our allies from terrorist organizations. Last summer, they couldn't tell the cops from the robbers or the arsonists from the peaceful protesters. I tell you what, Brett, the squad is on the verge of doing something no other group of Democrats can do by themselves, which is guarantee that Kevin McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House. If they keep equivocating between Israel and a terrorist organization, they will guarantee that Kevin's the next Speaker of the House.
I don't agree with Trey Gowdy on that one. I think that may be a little expansive, but I will tell you this. It may be one of the things that flips in 2024, the inability to maintain a Middle East peace. Things were fine. They were living side by side. It was great.